And it's working.
Great. Okay. Welcome, everybody, to this new show, this new invention we've invented right now. It's called Boss Battle, and it's associated with videogamesandwich.com. If you have any sense in that mind of yours, you'll go there and read about games, because it has loads of information.
Associated? I don't know. I mean, it pretty much is it, right?
What is? What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. You're full of gibberish that my ears can't handle.
I am. Perhaps you should just mute my mic right now. I would.
Or perhaps the listeners should just mute the whole podcast right now.
Anyway,
but before
how
you
rude.
Do that, before
how
you
rude.
Do that, before you
we didn't
do
introduce
that,
ourselves.
Exactly. I was getting onto that right now. So let me get onto that. Okay. Do you want to introduce yourself first? Go for it.
I like the way there was a pause there. Yes, I'm Luke. I'm 21. Still live at home. Pretty much no life. Louis?
Okay, if you haven't killed yourself by now, I'm Louis. I'm also 21 and I also live at home. Which isn't much of an introduction. It doesn't make us look very professional.
No, it doesn't. We should probably start again.
fuck starting again.
Oh, man.
Starting again is for losers and people.
The public's going to think I'm a loser.
Who wears socks. That's alright, don't worry.
It gives me a chance to win their hearts, I guess.
I think it does.
Yeah.
People like the whole improv thing. Now, we've got a subject here, haven't we?
I guess we have.
Yeah, that's...
It is... Well, last night we were discussing, I wonder which subjects would be good to cover. So, in our brainstorming session, we came up with, well, Louis did. Came up
yes,
with three games that we'd love to see in, turn into films. Yeah.
That's true. And
so,
we came up with the top three because, you know, there's so many games that could make great films. Shaq Fu is one of them. Skitchin.
Road Rage. Wait,
yeah.
It was Rash, wasn't it?
It was
yeah.
Rash, yeah. California Games could make like a good Step Up clone, maybe.
Yeah. Where? Call Spot? Yeah.
What's that?
Smiley face with arms and legs running around.
Oh, wait, the red dude.
Yeah.
With the sunglasses.
That's the one.
That dude was the bomb.
He deserves a series of films.
He was the shit, as was Zool.
Yeah.
He could probably do with a film, but probably not now, because probably no one would see it.
That'd be frustrating as well, that the game was...
I could
didn't play that
it.
Much. That made me upset when I was a kid.
Lots of repressed memories that you'd rather not revisit. Zool kept you awake at night.
Used to smash things with a Thundercat sword after playing Zool.
Oh man. Anyway, a top three now of games we do think should make movies because we believe in them. They could be amazing. Okay, Luke, you.
Okay, well, my first one. I've got down a real Final Fantasy film.
A real Final Fantasy film?
Yeah.
Not
one
those
that actually tells a story.
Animated ones.
Yeah. What I actually wrote down is not a shambolic frolic around an empty planet or a lead up to a massive fight with Sephiroth. So I actually want a story with things that happen that are kind of like Final Fantasy and are interesting and not like just
random
fodder
stupid.
For fighting.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
So what game do you think would make the best translation?
I don't know. Maybe 8. I mean, everything's so centered around 7, isn't it? So I think 8.
And why exactly?
Well, I can't really say because I like the characters, because the characters are the same for every Final Fantasy, basically, aren't they?
So you think it could be a character piece?
Yeah, I think it could be.
Okay. And do you
much
see
like
it?
The games are like centered around the main character, or at least they used to be.
Right.
Not so much with 12. Is it 12? Yeah, it's 12.
Is it 12? Well, the latest.
Yeah, because you don't really have
2.
A sort of main character with that, do you? Because as soon as you get into Raven something... Sorry, I haven't played the game in ages. So as soon as you get into that place where you have to run around saying, I'm the king of whatever this place is, then the story kind of opens up to all the other characters, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At least I think so.
So it's almost like a P.T. Anderson piece.
Yeah.
Like a Magnolia or a Boogie Nights is what Final Fantasy XII would embody in itself.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Who would you envision? Who would you envision playing? Say, was it Squall?
It was Final Fantasy VIII. Squall Lionheart.
Who do you think would play that character?
Hmm.
Forrest Whitaker. How do we feel about that? Is that good?
No.
Okay.
Though, I didn't think about casting, to be honest. I should have cast it.
You've got a movie and you haven't got a cast. How's that going to work? Yeah. You're going to have to animate it.
Yeah, I'm going to
have to be.
But you still need the voices.
That's true. How about Steve Carell?
Steve Carell, yeah. He's pretty hot right now, right?
He's hot all the time.
He's got things coming out.
He loves movies.
He can play like a teenager.
I'm pretty sure he could, yeah, with like a scar across his face. Who tells deadpan jokes every so often. Sure.
And, Philip Seymour Hoffman could play Cypher.
You reckon? If he got to the gym, maybe. And showed off his sword collection.
No, not really. They could just rewrite the character. He's a bit of a tubby lad. That's why he's so annoyed at everyone.
He has slight depression issues.
Yeah.
Great. I love it already. I really think this should be a movie. But anyway, we've fleshed it out enough for Hollywood to hijack it. How about another movie?
Another movie. Well, game.
There you go.
Obvious choice, BioShock.
You reckon?
Yeah. See, I've written, even though it's practically a film, I think it would be a good story to tell, visually. I mean, you could have, like, the claustrophobia of Rapture, and then you could have the development of, like, these crazy loons.
Yeah.
The, what are they called?
The Rapturites?
Rapturites, yes.
Is that even close? Probably not. But it sounds like it could be. And that's why I'm happy about it.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
So I put along the same veins as Blade Runner, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I was going to list Blade Runner then. BioShock. I was going to list BioShock in my, you know, rundown. But I was thinking to myself, you know what, if I was to suggest that maybe this could be made into a movie, maybe it would sound like I was saying there wasn't enough there and it needed to be translated into a movie to be fleshed out properly. Whereas I kind of believe that BioShock could stand alone by itself as a rival to any movie.
Yeah, I believe the same, but that's why I said it. I said even though it's practically a film, so I'm not saying that it needs to be fleshed out, whereas, you know, my next option will be.
Right.
Okay,
that could be a good segue. However, I'm going to stop there and digress back to BioShock.
Oh, you see, damn it.
It's like an educated program. I was going to say something else that sounded clever then, but I couldn't think of anything. Right, who would you cast as the main dude? No, actually, who would you cast as the main three dudes?
Atlas, I think, I don't know, maybe John C. Reilly?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that
like, in the serious role, John C. Reilly, yeah.
Right.
The serious one.
Okay.
What was the bad guy's name? Farallon?
Fontaine. No, wait.
Fontaine. That was it, wasn't it?
Oh, wait, we're going to give away spoilers, aren't we? Okay, we'll just play it the way, like, people who haven't played the game know it goes. So, yeah.
Well, Fontaine is the bad guy from the start, right?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, no one else is the bad guy. Who we've mentioned so far. No. That's right, yes.
Yeah.
So, Fontaine. He'd be like a weedy, maybe like a John Turturro, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he'd be up to plan.
Yeah, I could see that if he got some grey hair and like a
yeah.
nice little moustache, he could really pull it off.
As for the protagonist, well, you don't really see him throughout the game, do you?
This is true.
Apart from his
Surely you'd have to, though. They're not going to do like a Doom and go first person on this shit.
But that was only for like one shot anyway. let's say The Rock then.
Yeah, should put The Rock in there just for just for the heck of it.
Maybe Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
he doesn't get enough roles. I think perhaps BioShock would really reinvigorate him. Yeah, sure. Okay, so
wicked.
So that's BioShock.
Yeah. So staggered segue now.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
So in the blockbuster field,
Yeah.
I got the DMC, Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry. I was thinking about this earlier. I was thinking whether I should add this to my list. Mm. Which one though?
I've put 4 down because I've kind of, well, it's kind of reinvigorated the series for me.
Yes.
Because I kind of got bored with it.
It's also perhaps the most
story-driven one.
Yes, the strongest as far as the story goes.
Yeah.
And there's enough characters in there to constitute a movie.
Yeah.
Whereas in most of the other games, it's too singular to be considered movie-worthy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's just like a series of missions, whereas this has
this a drive has behind some it. Kind of concept to it, and not just Demon Slayer. Yeah.
So those are my 3.
It was a good choice.
Yeah. I also put down, perhaps for the art house, I'd like to see an art house take on Metal Gear Solid.
You reckon?
Like Snake in his spare time, like chilling in a coffee house, talking about his ideology.
You mean like a Lost in Translation kind of thing?
Yes.
Lost in the Solid.
I said perhaps it follows him through a day in his off time, from like morning coffee to the lonely walk back home where we see an empty apartment with traces of a once happy family.
Do you reckon he crawls home? Yeah,
he probably like, in a cardboard box.
He does his little... and he just stops every time he sees someone.
Yeah, and then, awesome. Then I thought maybe it could end in a poetic like suicide scene.
What, with like some...
Like
classical kind of in, music playing in the background.
No, I'm thinking more like Wes Anderson style. Oh, like in
like with some Elliot Smith going on.
Yeah. Needle in the hay in the background.
Sweet. That could be amazing. Who would play the thoughtful snake?
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That could really work.
Yeah, I'm going to pitch it tomorrow.
We need to phone Hollywood right now and tell them we've got ideas. Yeah, this could be good. Is there anything else that you've got? Any other gold nuggets?
No, that's it. I'm all out of nuggets.
Was that your wild card?
Yeah, that was the wild card.
Metal Gear in translation.
Yeah. Art House Metal Gear.
That could be sweet. Okay. Mm. So I guess it's me then.
I guess so.
I'm going to have to step up to the plate.
What's your number one?
What's my number one? Shall I go in reverse order?
Okay, number 3 then.
Do we think? Okay, I'll go with number 3. Altered Beast.
Wow.
Altered Beast, yeah,
way
sure.
Way to be a bit obscure and retro.
Yeah, you know. I really enjoyed that game when it was out.
Mm.
I don't think it got enough credit as being awesome. And the whole concept of it, you know, people changing into animals and vice versa. I think the industry is crying out for another American Werewolf in Paris kind of thing.
Do you think it'd be a little bit like Jumper or something, but with a story?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, more watchable than Jumper was. Because Jumper was just, I don't know. It was like watching
someone jump up and down.
Yeah, basically, that was the film, wasn't it? Just jumping through holes a lot.
Yeah.
And being cool. It's like an MTV take on a superhero. But yeah, all a beast, I'd say.
So who would play the lead?
I like Christian Bale.
Christian Bale?
I think he could play play a fourth or kind of werewolf.
He could play anything.
He could play anything.
Who would direct it?
Hard to think. Who's a decent horror director? See, I wouldn't mind it being done in like a...
Sam Raimi?
Yeah?
Yeah, like Evil Dead.
Okay. See, I was thinking
more... Or perhaps
more...
like Zack Snyder.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, that kind of thing. Something like really glorious looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll settle on Zack Snyder for that. That would look cool.
Hmm.
Okay. So that's number three, anyway. Number two.
Dun-dun.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
See, I'm not sure whether I should put one as two or two as one.
Well, you can have them at both joint first or second place if you want.
But then I wouldn't have a one. Or I wouldn't have a two. Yeah. So I'm going to have a one or two. Okay. I'm going to go for Half-Life.
Okay, I was going to say that.
Yeah, because I feel as if that would really translate pretty well. Again, it's got the whole Bioshock principle. Like how it stands alone as its own kind of cinematic achievement. But it still could make an awesome movie. There's nothing stopping it, really. It's got the story. It's got the suspense. It's got the head crabs frying at you. It's just, you know, a decent story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do it from one or... Well, would you do like a... I don't know, would you like synthesize them all down into one film or would you do it in like...
Like encapsulate the anthology.
Two parts or something or three parts. Yeah.
Right. See, if I did that, I'd be missing out on the big bucks, wouldn't I? The sequel.
Yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't get the sequel money. You know, Hollywood loves the sequel.
Hmm.
So I'd have to take that into consideration, really. But, you know.
So who would play Big G?
Mr. Freeman.
Yeah.
That's tough. Because he's got to be like strong and poetic. And smart at the same time. He's got to be
poetic.
He's got to be the kind of man I'd like to hold and talk to.
Oh.
And I can't picture a guy who could...
He's got to look slightly drugged up as well.
Exactly. He's got to look like perhaps he's done a few methadone addiction stints in his time. On top of my head. I don't know. Because in that suit, I want to say
something...
What about
Guy Pearce?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was thinking Guy Pearce or...
Oh,
what the fuck is his name? Dude from Last Days, but not Michael Pitt. The weedy looking guy.
I can't remember this moment.
Wait, I'm going to just look it up on the old computer.
This is so
box.
Unprofessional.
It is, isn't it? But it's...
Yeah.
It's proof that we're doing this on the fly. Lucas Haas, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Lucas Haas, give him like a break. He's a good old actor.
Really? He's really weedy, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I could see him scrub up to look a bit like Gordon Freeman. And he's got, like, that kind of reserved intensity thing going on. I could see it. I don't know. I believe in the guy. The guy can go places. And I want him to go places. Yes.
So what's your number one then?
That's my number two. Number one. This is tough.
I thought you said you had one.
No.
He was umming and ahhing over Half-Life. Come on, man.
That's because I did have one, but then I lost it. See, I'd like a fateful Resident Evil adaptation. And I'd want Resident Evil 2.
I actually wrote that down.
I'd want Resident Evil 2 to be done because that, to me, that was the most effective of the Resident Evils in terms of just the way it just scared the crap out of you.
Mm.
And all of the atmosphere and everything, it just worked.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying the others didn't because they're all just excellent, but Resident Evil 2 had the biggest impact on me at least. And I want to see a film done properly for that fucking game. because I'm sick of seeing these shitty action films. They need to make something that's just, you know, it gets it, basically. Because, you know, all these shitty films don't get it. The first film, the first Resident Evil film, it was all right. But yeah. it wasn't the first Resident Evil. The second Resident Evil film, it was all right, but it wasn't the second Resident Evil. And so on and so forth.
And you've only got one more.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah. The last one isn't even close to anything that's ever happened, so...
No.
And they say, oh, you've got to deviate from, like, the concept, blah, 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 everyone's seen it before. But the fucking original concept is great. It's like taking a book and then saying, oh, yeah, but I'm going to make a different film just with, like, a bit of what the book says.
Yeah.
That's not the book then, is it, you fucking idiot? That's just... you taking a bit from the book and making your own film. They need to make a Resident Evil film that's faithful, and they need to do it with number 2 because it's awesome. Yes, thanks, rant over. Yeah.
Yeah.
As for who would play, like, Claire and Leon, I'm not too sure. Like, oh, I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mm.
And not just because the names are really similar, but because I could perhaps see DiCaprio playing a Leon.
Yeah.
As for Claire,
who knows?
I'm not going to say Claire Deschanel. Yeah, actually, she'd be all right.
Yeah.
I like her. She's good.
She's good.
Or that Lizzie Kaplan bird from Cloverfield.
Oh yeah, yeah, she'd be good.
Yeah, she'd be all right. She got rid of the mop top and just had normal hair. She could do the Claire thing.
Mop top's her thing, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
But she wouldn't be the same without it.
She wouldn't be an actress without it.
Exactly.
Her hair is what makes her. And nothing more. She hasn't got any talent or anything. She's just got hair. Her hair is the embodiment of her skill as an actress. But yeah, that's it. That's my top 3. As for a wild card, I haven't really got one. I'm gonna retrace my steps and say Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Because it just wasn't justified enough in its story. Or Barkley, Shut Up and Jam.
Yeah.
That would be a cool kind of... because we haven't really seen a good basketball movie for a while. And that could really encapsulate the whole
feeling. What about the Gaiden version of Barkley, Shut Up and Jam?
The Gaiden?
Gaiden. Or Gaiden, depending on your pronunciation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's sorry, Gaiden. I got chocolate in my mouth.
No, I don't know what's Gaiden. Wasn't Gaiden Shut Up?
It was the free game. Do you remember I sent it to you? It's the RPG.
I didn't play it.
Ah. Oh.
Motherfuckers.
You dropped the ball, Louis.
I really did drop the ball, didn't I?
Hmm.
And it's rolled under the bed, and now I can't see it.
Hmm. So if you haven't played it, you should probably get around to playing it. It's called Barkley Shut Up and Jam Gaiden, I think.
Right.
Basically, it's centered around Charles Barkley. Big famous basketball star, and it's set in the future in a world where basketball has been banned because Barkley like slam dunked the ball and done like this huge nuclear bomb type thing and blew up like half the city.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so that's he's like better. That's he's better on a than, journey to
that's better bring than basketball something Paul back. Haggis could come up with. I'm sure of it. That, you know, Crash was so way off the pulse.
Yeah.
Sharp and Jam, Gaiden. That's where the real storylines are.
I think that's what it's called. I hope so, at least.
If it isn't, it probably should be renamed that.
Yeah.
And can people find this via the medium of Google?
Yes, Google.
If they put in Sharp and Jam, Gaiden.
I think it's Telltale Games or something. I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know. Just search for it.
Okay. And on that note, that's the end of this section. We'll be back in a minute with some PSP talk, some talk about that little black thing that people like to play sometimes.
Oh, they don't really. It's okay.
Luke has strong opinions. See you soon.
Bye. Sorry.
Oh, I burped at the same time.
Oh.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Boss Battle. This time in the firing line, the PSP, the PlayStation Portable. We're trying to work out, has it got any kind of future? Is it going anywhere? Is it going to be, you know, drinking gin in a bus stop at some point in a year or two, just contemplating how it went wrong? UMD. Just thinking about things. You know, that's what we're going to try and get our head around today.
Yeah.
Luke.
Yes,
me. Thoughts on this matter. That's my you. Thoughts. Your name's Luke.
Well, my thoughts. I'll explain my relationship with PSP first.
Right.
It was a long summer.
It was love at first sight.
Yes.
I saw it from across the bar.
It was pretty much like that, yeah. Apart from it was on the internet and it was eBay.
Okay.
And it was going for pretty cheap. At the time they were selling, well, retail was about £180-£200. And this went for like £115, I think. So
money.
Yeah, good money. So I bought it. You know, I was playing along with it perhaps 3 weeks, and ever since then it's been in a box underneath my bed.
The honeymoon period just, it just died.
Yeah, I watched like Spider-Man 2 on it, thought, oh, that's nice. And
it's like that point where you realise a girlfriend isn't actually as awesome as they were when you first met.
Yeah.
It's like that instance where you suddenly realise this person's actually as thick as shit and has nothing in common with you, and you really don't want to be spending any more time with them.
Wow. Sorry to hear about your past though, Louis.
Well, you know, these things happen. It's a life lesson. But yeah, the PSP.
So, I guess my main bugbear with the PSP is that it's flawed design-wise.
Right.
The D-pad feels horrible. It's sticky. It makes this horrible noise. I'll see if you can hear it.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're doing something I don't really want to envision in my mind.
And I don't want to be doing it on a podcast, really. But, yeah, it's horrible. And, you know, the diagonals don't work on the D-pad as well, which is a common problem amongst, like, I don't know, first, second gen versions of it.
So you can only go up, down, left, right?
Yeah, so Tony Hawk's Street Fighter is just pointless.
Wow.
That nub thing there, that gets irritating to use after a little while. If you're playing GTA for a long period of time, it's just, I don't know, it starts to hurt. And it also just feels, I don't know, it's nasty.
So what do you mean by nub? Is that like the analog stick?
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't just put an analog stick on it, they made a nub.
Yeah. Weird nub. Yeah, I don't see why they haven't got a second nub, like on the other side. Like a DualShock controller. Which again was bought up ages ago. All these things can be found on like I don't know, a blogger's complaints from about 3 years ago.
All these things can be found in the past.
I mean, the right hand side of the console's nice.
Yeah.
You just need to forget about the left hand side where all the controls are.
So maybe if you put, let's say, a magazine over the left hand side and played with half of it, you would literally be in heaven.
Or you could keep your left eye closed and sort of use your nose to mask out the rest of the PSP.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, if you don't have a magazine. Because perhaps and you don't want to carry a magazine around with you. Especially if you've got this thing in your pocket.
True. You don't want the extra weight.
No, especially with this huge brick.
Right, and you're saying that if you do that, if you blink with your left eye...
Yeah, and move your nose slightly to the right.
Right, and look in such a way that it eliminates the left-hand side...
Yeah.
...of the console.
Yeah.
You've literally got an excellent gaming device right there.
Yeah, if it's switched off.
Right.
It's pretty much excellent.
Wow, now we're getting somewhere. Now, if you were to switch that console on...
Yeah.
Now what would happen?
Sudden realization of the poopy directional controls. and then imminent depression when you find yourself with a flawed system.
Imminent buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
Right, I see. So not even the gaming could rescue the console. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. I haven't personally tried the light version of the system. I have heard it's got improved directional pad and nub. But
right.
I don't know, still with that, it's kind of janky.
See, I neither have tried the light version. But let's say, just for argument's sake right here, let's say that the light has improved the left-hand side of the console. You no longer need to blink and use your nose as a mask. Let's say it's improved. Would you then consider that thing a decent device?
Nearly. I still think it needs another analog stick on.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think there's probably like one in development already. Well, there's definitely one in development already.
What, a PSP with dual analog?
Yeah, like a PSP2 or something. I think so. There must be.
Yeah. Are you just like hoping?
Yeah. I guess, because I don't think anyone could put this out and not think, oh, that was kind of dumb of us.
Is the light not equipped with a second analog?
No, because I don't know, then you would need to rewrite all of the software, right? To include the second knob.
So surely there wouldn't be another.
No, that's why I said another version. Not another version, but a completely different console. The PSP2.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like a jump up, almost like an evolution from Game Boy Advance to DS.
Yeah.
That you're talking of.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I understand. And you think, based on this, this thing has no kind of longevity in the long term?
Well, I think so. I think it's like a step backwards, really. I don't understand why they didn't put two nubs. I don't know how they thought that would work for them.
Okay. See, I have slightly differing opinions on this issue right here. My thoughts are that with like the steady increase in popularity of the PlayStation 3,
yeah,
this may well, and this is just a crazy idea right here, but this may well increase the popularity of the PSP as well. As like a supplementary device, people may seek to find it.
Yeah, that is an interesting point, but I don't know, still then the PSP becomes just like a sort of iPod, really, doesn't it? It's not really for gaming anymore, because then you'll be using the functionality of like taking your movie anywhere that you're watching, or accessing data remotely, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't agree with the concept of it being a multimedia device over the idea of it being a games console?
No, not really. I would prefer it if they concentrated more on the games.
Yeah. Well, I happen to agree, actually. I think they should concentrate more on the output. And that's something I think perhaps they've done this year. With the arrival of Patapon and God of War.
Yeah.
And Crisis Core coming out soon.
Mm.
Do you think that will give the console any kind of saving grace at all?
I think it will. I mean, even I'll probably go out and buy Crisis Core. But I'm still kind of thinking perhaps I'll buy a Lite. Or at least try a Lite before I buy it. Just because I'm kind of hoping that the controls will be a little bit better and perhaps it'll feel better to play. But I don't know. Whether it'll give a new lease of life to the system, I really don't know, to be honest. Because it really hasn't got the casual gamer following, has it? Like the DS has. It hasn't got like that pick-up and playability. Or even as you've said, it hasn't got the like wow factor. If other people see you playing it, they're like, ooh, that doesn't... Well, they're not like with the DS where they say, oh, that looks fun, what's that? And they're immediately attracted to it.
That's the thing, because the DS has on its side that whole innovation of the touchscreen.
Yeah.
With the stylus and everything. Mm. You don't necessarily have to use it like a games console, so people don't look at it as a games console per se.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Sony PSP, it's almost a case of, well, this is basically just a PlayStation in your hands.
Mm.
And that's not going to attract the same following as a Nintendo would, who boast a console that appeals to everyone and can be played by everyone.
Mm.
So yeah, in that sense, they don't quite have that same edge. And the fact also that these three titles I've mentioned for PSP,
yeah,
are basically the reason to have a PSP against the steady flux of titles that seem to arrive at DS. I mean, if you think about it, in the long run, PSP's had like, what, about 10 games worth playing?
Yeah, maybe. Probably, maybe less.
Whereas like the DS has had just an endless stream of games. I know it has, people criticize it for being really, you know, for turning a blind eye to shitty games coming out on it.
Mm.
Because there's such a high volume of crap that comes out on a DS.
Yeah.
But in amongst a lot of that crap, you still get at least, say in 10 games, you get at least 2 or 3 decent games.
Yeah.
And with such a steady kind of drip into the market of gaming, that's a lot of games over a decent span of time. So the DS really does hold the edge over it in that aspect as well.
So what do you think? Is it going to be? Do you think that this new wave of games is going to give it a new lease of life at all? Or?
I think perhaps people will end up turning to the light with this new lease of games.
Mm.
And if the light is an improvement on the fundamental flaws that you're saying the original has, then people may look into it and start considering it as like a decent alternative to the DS. But it's hard work for anyone to overcome like this Nintendo casual gaming bandwagon that they've started up, because you know it's taken the world by storm, basically, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The Wii and the DS are running things. Nintendo are literally just, you know, beating the crap out of everyone. Both physically and mentally. Shigeru Miyamoto is just going from office to office
with
pounding people's face in.
Yeah.
Nunchucks just bashing the foreheads in, just caving them in until people resign to the fact that they have no chance against Miyamoto and his psychosis. Yeah.
Hmm.
So all in all, we don't think the PSP is going to stand the test of time too well.
I don't think so.
Unless it hasn't really got a chance to work out its flaws until the next incarnation.
Yeah.
So for hardcore gamers, you know, it's always going to find an audience, but for the mainstream, it's never going to be as big as it wants to be.
No.
And that's based on a fundamental flaw that came with the original console and hasn't been improved on, so it's never really going to see any kind of improvement on that.
I wouldn't have thought so, no.
Okay. Ooh,
PSP.
Could have been so PSP. Could have been, right? Like a portable PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Instead, we got a thing that plays movies we don't want it to, and doesn't have many games worth playing on. What's the point? But, you know.
So,
good luck next time.
I guess is that the end of the show for this show?
I guess it must be, right?
I think
quite a dejected come down from the end there.
Yeah.
It started off so promisingly, so happily.
It did,
and now
we're just like miserable.
Yeah, we talked about PSP and suddenly our minds and our thoughts have just gone down.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's got nothing to do with like the floor controls or design. It's just a depressing thing to be around.
What, like the actual thing itself, the character of the PSP?
Like that suicidal uncle you have that you never want to visit because he always gets you down.
Because you sit there in the dark with like the windows, the windows just fogged up and the curtains half closed.
Yeah, and he's got like Trisha on.
Yeah, you're sat there with a cup of tea trying to get conversation out of him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want any of it. He just wants you to leave him alone so he can top himself. That's what he wants. So that's what PSP is, isn't it?
Yeah.
The suicidal uncle. And if anything, we need to be as far away from that as possible.
Yeah. I think so.
Wow, that's quite a conclusion we've come to right at the end there.
Mm.
We're basically encouraging people to ditch their PSPs in favour of happiness. This is Louis.
And Luke. Say goodbye for now. Off.
Please take care of yourselves and each other.
And perhaps a homeless person.
Yeah, he probably needs your help. Just don't stab him because he trusts you now. Okay?
Okay. Bye!
Bye-bye.